1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Friday. Finally, it is the weekend. I hope your day is off to a great start. Mine's so much better. I have been dealing with either a cold, I don't know. Like I said, normally around this time, I'll get my allergies, but I think it was just dealing with a really bad cold. I'm still not 100%, but the fever broke. And yeah, it's so hard when you're the only person in the studio and you wake up with a fever and you're like, I got to do this show, man. Like, the show must go on. And that's just the rule, man. I don't have anybody to come in and cover for me. So, yeah, it's a little bit difficult when you're, you know, when you're sick like that. But, you know, we got through it. We, you know, and the cool thing is yesterday we did $10,000 Thursday with Assault the Vault, and we're going to be, picking a winner here for that $10,000. And don't worry, next Thursday, we're also going to give away another $10,000 on $10,000 Thursday. So you got another shot, but we're giving you $1,000 today with Assault the Vault. So make sure to hang out, get ready, because that first code number is coming up in just about 2 hours now. 1077 RKR. 1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Something I was thinking about as we get closer to Halloween and trick-or-treating is people who live in apartments. When I was living in an apartment a couple of years ago in the Winchell neighborhood, I put out candy for kids because I was like hoping that there was going to be some kids trick-or-treating. But that was a no-go. In fact, the only person who came to the door that night was the dude who was delivering my Chinese food. And he was like, I was telling him, I was like, take some candy. And he's like waving me off like, no, I don't want to. I'll save it for the kids. And I'm like, dude, there ain't no kids around here. Like, so I was wondering, like, if it's illegal to hand out candy in apartment buildings, because you never really know. Like, I never heard anything. I always wanted to go to the front office and be like, hey, is there a place where we can sign up to let people know, like, if we're going to be handing out candy? Because, like, normally you just go door to door, which should be the same concept with an apartment. But it's like people never go to apartments for trick-or-treating. I feel like people who live in apartments go to different neighborhoods. I'm wondering why. If you are one of those people, like if you're a parent who lives in an apartment and you go to a neighborhood to trick-or-treat, let me know, 978-1077. Or if you live in an apartment and you know that other people, other tenants hand out candy, hit me up as well, because I want to know. Like, it's definitely not illegal, but every apartment has its own rules. So I think that's what you got to stick by. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Grand Funk Live Album was the first live album released by Flint, Michigan rockers Grand Funk Railroad, and was released in June of 1970. Grand Funk Railroad were the most popular live act of their time, and many have said that the concerts were powerful and unlike anyone else. These recordings were taken from the Jacksonville Coliseum, and they capture the band raw and unedited as they were intended to be heard. Grab your copy and spin it front to back. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. Well, 1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So Banana Ball has really taken off the last couple of years. It's been probably one of the most popular sports that's risen out of the Banana League. This Banana Ball, of course, you know, I'm sure you've seen it go viral, where the umpire's dancing and the players are dancing. And this sport is super popular. And it really hasn't, I don't even know if it's ever been in Michigan before, but they just announced that they're going to be bringing Banana Ball to Comerica Park next year in September. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, we actually have a link to it, because you need, in order to get tickets, you actually have to enter into a lottery in order to be able to buy tickets. That's how popular this sport is. You can't just go on their website and buy tickets, because these things sell out almost immediately. So the 1077 RKR app actually has the link so that you can enter your name into the lottery. And then when tickets become available, and when they go live, they'll email you and let you know that if you're chosen, you're able to buy tickets. You can buy up to 5 tickets. All the info is up here on the 1077 RKR app. This sport looks super fun. I would really, really love if Michigan could add a team to their arsenal. There's only 6 teams in the league. I think Michigan needs a sport. I'm feeling it. 1077 RKR, The Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. We are giving away tickets to see Rush in Chicago. Rush announced their 50-something tour. They're reuniting. Alex Lifeson and Geddy Lee are teaming up together to take this tour, and it's a very limited tour. They're only making a few stops. I think there's like 7 locations, but Chicago, the closest one. We're giving tickets away through Ultimate Classic Rock. Make sure to click on the Rush in Chicago button on the 107.7 RKR app and at WRKR.com. Get signed up to win those tickets to see Rush in Chicago on 107.7 RKR. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse, and it's time to party as we are welcomed back into the Prairie Farm studio with our good friend Zoe Turner from BC Pizza Kalamazoo. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's your week been?
Honestly, pretty sick. Pretty fire.
Awesome. That's great to hear. You guys have so much cooking up there, especially coming up this week as well. You got big things happening. What's been going on this week so far?
We've had a lot of catering, a lot of buffet. It's been a good time. But we're coming up starting last night, started our late night.
Right.
And that goes until 2 a.m. now.
Perfect.
Due to safety reasons.
Still, that's sick. You can get in there until 2.
Yeah.
And you guys are altering the hours, at least this week, just a little bit, because you got some big things going on up north, right?
Yeah. So we have the big corporate meeting up in Boyne City, and it's going to take out most of our management team. So we're going to be closed Monday, Tuesday, 13th and 14th of October. Just so that we can all go up to the meeting and learn and be better for y'all, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. And that's another thing some people may not know either, because I know some people that thought BC stood for Battle Creek.
It
actually originally stood for Boyne City, because that's where it all began, and that's why your corporate meetings are up there.
Yes.
But obviously you guys are in way more places than Boyne City now, so now it's a better choice, and it clearly is.
Oh, man. Yeah. I thought it was funny. I was talking to my fiance the other day, and used to say pizza's just pizza. And he's like, you spoiled me.
Yeah.
I can't go to anywhere else anymore.
Right? I'm not even kidding you. So you guys normally do a feature pizza. What's the feature pizza going to be this week?
So it's going to be our version of the Supreme Pizza. It's called the Patrolman Special.
Oh, man.
And it has our pork pepperonis, our freshly sliced ham, our freshly sliced mushrooms, hand-diced onions and green peppers. And, of course, we got that handmade sauce and freshly grated cheese.
Mm, it is so good. It's literally one of my favorites that you guys have over there. And, again, you guys are, like you said, open late nights. And when do you do that? You do that on the weekends?
Thursday and Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 a.m., and then Saturday, 1 p.m. to 2 a.m.
Perfect. Okay. Well, awesome. Make sure to get, if you're getting out late, wherever you're at, hit them up for pickup. We do this thing called Workplace of the Week, and we celebrate local businesses in Southwest Michigan who, jam out to the Rocker while you're at work. So we throw you a pizza party. Simple as that. And we have a new Workplace of the Week winner. So, Zoe, if you wouldn't mind, please tell them who the new Workplace of the Week winner is.
It is Christopher Stoneburner from AutoZone on Beckley Road.
Hey, Stoneburner. AutoZone on Beckley in Battle Creek. Way to go. You are the new Workplace of the Week, so we're going to get some info from you, and we're going to throw you a pizza party. And again, if you have not signed your workplace up to be Workplace of the Week, make sure to get in on it. It's the Workplace button on the 107.7 RKR app, WRKR.com. Get signed up and then hang out with us every Friday. Zoe pops into the studio, and we'll announce our new Workplace of the Week winner. Zoe, it's almost beer 30, and I've heard a rumor that you actually are going to have a beer with us this week.
I am. I'm breaking my sobriety. I think my stomach's okay now.
Okay, beautiful. I thought there was other reasons you weren't drinking.
Well, my stomach is just sensitive in the mornings.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing what we're doing.
Exactly.
I would like to take this opportunity to express my fondness for a beer.
Good morning, my fellow Americans. It's Friday.
It's time to crack the first beer of the weekend with the Rocker Morning Show and Presidential Brewing Company.
On 107.7 RKR.
The Rocker.
Yeah, it's Friday! It's time to get it on with Presidential Brewing Company and Jake back in the building.
Oh, man, this is such a good time to be here today. I'm excited about this one, guys.
I am, too.
So here's what's awesome. I just opened this beer, and Robin over there, she smells it and she goes, is that Peanut Farm?
Yes.
Because we've been doing this long enough now that your staff knows what our beers are based on what it smells like. And that's kind of my favorite new thing. I'm very excited about this. So, yeah, I have Jimmy's Peanut Farm here today. And this beer is releasing today at the brewery. I thought we better celebrate together and drink this one.
That's a smart idea. Let's cheers it up. Yes.
Cheers indeed.
This is one of my favorite beers that you guys make. Would you consider this a seasonal?
Yeah. This is a very seasonal. We only release it. It's every year in October. And we have it out for, you know, that little bit of time, and then it runs out and we don't do it again until October comes around.
I gotta say, I think that's why I feel like it's the perfect fall beer. And I normally, other than Dark Money, because Dark Money is good.
Yeah.
But other than that, I will usually wait until the fall or winter to drink dark beers.
Yeah, you're not alone in that. That's a pretty common thing. There's a heaviness that generally comes with a dark beer.
Yeah.
And that just sits better when the weather's cold. But I made a resolution when we started this brewery that we would always have at least one dark beer on tap year-round because I love dark beers.
Right.
And so... This is something that's right up my alleyway. We don't have this one on year round, but we definitely do love our dark beer at Presidential, and you can always find something that's on the darker side if you come out to see us.
Now, is this the flavor of this? Do you actually use peanut butter or peanuts in this bad boy?
So not peanuts, because that would actually do a lot of bad things to the rest of the beer.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot of oil in the peanut, and it actually would ruin all of the foam head. It would just disappear.
You'd
pour the beer, and it would bubble, and then it would just disappear.
Okay. Well, I know that there's a lot of good peanut butter flavoring out there as well that they'll use in, like, meads and stuff like that.
Yeah, so this one is, it's a peanut butter extract, and I think there's a difference between peanut and peanut butter.
Gotcha.
And so what we're looking for is the sweetness out of the peanut butter. And this is a peanut butter extract. They do such a good job. The group is called Amoretti. And they pull their extracts differently than some other ones. A lot of extract flavors that I've tried before have this really medicinal kind of taste to it. And this one uses a CO2 extract. So it actually forces the flavor out a little differently in a way that doesn't taste like cough syrup.
Okay.
So I like that.
Yeah. No, dude, this is really good. It's like you're eating a peanut butter sandwich. It's so tasty.
It is awesome. And it goes perfectly with the peanut butter hamburger that we got on special this week.
So, man.
Yeah, this is, you guys have to come out today and try this beer. And I don't normally like to make this offer on a freshly released beer, but I'm going to do it anyways. 50% off your first draft pour of Jimmy's Peanut Farm today, our peanut butter porter that's just released. You can take this beer home in cans as well.
Sweet.
We can this sucker up because I think it's worth taking home. It goes really well with a cigar, by the way.
Gotcha. I'm not a smoker anymore, but I will take your word for that. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, for those of you out there that maybe, this beer with a cigar, that'll set you up for a great night.
Exactly. So how have things been since the end of the, you know, the summer shows and now you guys are winding down getting into the fall?
Yeah. You ever go to like a drag strip and you see the top fuel dragster go down the track at 3,000 miles an hour and then the parachutes come out the back?
Yes.
We're in the parachute phase right now. And that's a little bit of all right. Like it's kind of the end of a crazy stretch for us. The summer concert season's so much fun, but it's also a lot.
Yeah.
And so our team, you know, we took a nice week to settle back into a little bit of a calmer routine, but we've still got a whole bunch of stuff going on and we're always excited to kind of get back into the swing of things. So right now, one of the things that we're really excited about is we've got our new happy hour special. And it's any of our beers along with any of our burgers, and you get $5 off.
Awesome.
So happy hour is Tuesday through Thursday from 3 to 5:30. So come out, make sure, I mean, today is not that day, but come out next week and get our happy hour special from 3 to 5:30 Tuesday through Thursday. You also get $1 off beers, 50 cents off wines, and 30% off appetizers.
Beautiful. And we're going to help you out with that as well because we're going to hook you up with a $20 gift certificate to Presidential Brewing Company right now. 978-1077. Caller number 7, you're going to win a $20 gift certificate to Presidential Brewing Company as we look forward to the fun that you guys are going to have this fall and this delicious Jimmy's Peanut Farm Oh, it goes down so smooth. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.